This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A new AP survey shows that Vice President Kamala Harris has the support of enough Democratic delegates to become the party's presidential nominee. The AP's Ben Thomas.
An Associated Press survey of Democratic delegates finds Vice President Kamala Harris has the backing of well over the 1,976 delegates she needs to win the party's presidential nomination on a first ballot. Top Democrats have rallied to her in an attempt to put weeks of intra-party drama over President Biden's political future behind them. Several state delegations met Monday to confirm their support for Harris. The survey is not official, but it shows Kamala Harris is the overwhelming choice of her party to replace Biden at the top of the ticket as they try to unite behind defeating Republican nominee Donald Trump with just over 100 days until Election Day. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden says he's going to campaign for Kamala Harris, telling staffers at campaign headquarters by phone.
The name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle says the roof where a shooter opened fire at Donald Trump's Pennsylvania rally was identified as a potential vulnerability days before the event. She told lawmakers yesterday, on July 13th, we failed. Body camera video shows a black woman in Springfield, Illinois, who called 911 for help, being shot in the face in her home by a white sheriff's deputy. Former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson has pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree murder. He says she came at him with a pot of boiling water. At least 146 people have died in mudslides in Ethiopia in an area of heavy rainfall. Children among the victims. This is AP News. There's a new Pentagon report that says the U.S. should beef up its infrastructure in the Arctic.
A new Pentagon strategy says that the U.S. must invest more to upgrade sensors, communications, and space-based technologies in the Arctic to keep pace with China and Russia, who are increasingly operating there, including in joint military exercises. Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks says that now is a critical time for the Arctic. She says climate change, increased activity by adversaries, and degrading U.S. infrastructure are forcing the department to rethink how to keep the Arctic secure and ensure that troops are well-equipped and protected. The Arctic presents an array of challenges, including demands for deep-water ports and additional ships that can handle the cold waters and break through ice. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.